The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you, as we gather on this evening and on these nights to commemorate the tragedy that befell upon the household of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. You know, tonight we cry for Abbas. And Abbas was not a man just of bravery. Abbas was a man of high faith. You know, Imam As-Sadiq says, "Kana ammun al-Abbas nafidh al-basira wa salb al-iman." He says, "My uncle Abbas was a man of penetrating insight and unwavering faith." And how could he not be? Because Abbas grew up in the house of Ali. Abbas grew up under the imamate of Hassan. Imam grew up under the imamate of Hussein. This man was the perfect example of what a mu'min is. And so today, as we praise Abbas, it is necessary that we praise his mother, Ummul Baneen, as well. We say salam to you, Ya Ummul Baneen, for raising four children in such a way in which they you raise them to sacrifice their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, my brothers and sisters, Abbas represented so much in Karbala. Abbas was a brother. Abbas was a father. Abbas was a son. Abbas was the courageous one. Abbas was loyal. Abbas was steadfast. But you know, more than anything for me, Abbas represented hope in Karbala. Hope. For as long as Abbas was alive, the children hoped that water would come, because they said, "Chacha Abbas is there. My uncle Abbas is there." As long as Abbas was alive, the women felt like their hijabs would remain. Why? Because Abbas was there. And as long as Abbas was alive, Imam al-Hussein felt like his entire army was there. Why? Because Abbas was there. This was Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, that on the night, on the day of Ashura, Abbas alayhi salam would gather his brothers together. And he would say to them, "Go forward, may I be ransomed for you. Go and defend the imam of your time." They went and they sacrificed their lives. But there came a time on the day of Ashura when there was no one but Imam al-Hussein and Abu al-Fadl Abbas at this point. Abbas comes to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam knows why Abbas is coming. Abbas comes to the Imam alayhi salam and he says, "Please, Mawla, allow me to go." At this time, the narration says, "Fabaka Hussein buka an shadida." Hussein began to cry profusely because of what Abbas was asking. My brothers and sisters, today when you cry for Abbas, do not cry silently. Cry with your voices today. Because Hussein cried loudly for Abbas in Karbala. Wa Husayna, it is said, Abbas comes to Imam al-Hussein. Imam begins to cry and he says, "Ya akhi, anta sahibu liwa'i." He says, "Abbas, how can I let you go? You are the standard bearer of my army, Abbas. How can I let you go? I wonder if Abbas said, Mawla, besides you and I, what armies? Oh, Abbas, Abbas says to Imam al-Hussein, my heart has become restricted now. The pain is overburdening, Mawla. Allow me to go. The cries of Al-Atash were present from the children. Imam looks at them and says, Abbas, if you want to do something, then go and get water for the children. Abbas, alayhi salam, listens to the command of his Mawla. But this is where, my brothers and sisters, we have to talk about the farewell between Zainab and Abbas. This was Zainab who used to rock the cradle of Abul Fazl. And now his Abbas is coming to bid farewell. You know, Zainab has seen that from the morning, anytime someone leaves, they do not come back. Zainab knows that when Abbas is leaving, Abbas is not coming back. Abbas alayhi salam must have bid farewell to Hussein alayhi salam at this time as well. It is said Abbas alayhi salam began to ride his horse towards the Furat. The enemies began to surround Abbas from all sides. But Abbas was able to break through all of them until Abbas entered the Furat. Abul Fadl al-Abbas, it is said, comes off of his horse. He cups a cup full of water. He looks at this water and then throws it back down. And it is said, he recites, Ya nafsum min ba'dil Hussein huni, wa ba'dahu la kunti antakuni, adal Hussein waridul manuni, wa tashrabin al barid al ma'i. He says, oh nafs, oh soul, you are of little worth after Hussein. It does not benefit you to live after him. This is Hussein who is surrounded by death while you want to drink water. Abbas throws that water back. Abbas fills up the watering skin. Abbas has one intention now. Abbas's intention is what? To bring this water to the children. To fulfill the promise that Mawla had given him. Abbas begins to ride his horse. Anyone that comes in front of Abbas, Abbas is able to put him aside. My brothers and sisters, no one could fight Abbas from the front. This is where a mal'oon, a coward by the name of Zayd bin Warqa, was hiding behind a tree. And when Abbas passes him, he comes from behind and strikes the right hand of Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Wa Abbas, Abbas alayhi salam was able to switch the mushk onto his left hand. And he says, by God, even if you cut my right arm, I will defend my religion. Abbas continues to ride. Again, the enemies come and surround him. Abbas is able to push through until another coward by the name of Hakim bin Tufail, hiding behind another tree, comes and strikes the left hand of Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Oh, Abbas, Abbas, it is said in narrations, was able to grab the musk and place it with his teeth, the watering bag. Abbas now rides, but this time, my brothers and sisters, arrows begin to fall on Abbas. Arrows begin to fall on Abbas. I can't help but think and imagine we all feel the same. You know, when someone is coming to hit you, when someone is coming to hurt you, your natural defense is to raise your hands to... But Abbas has no hands. How does Abbas ward off these arrows that are coming towards him? Abbas takes them as it comes. There comes a time, it is said, when a spear is thrown and this spear pierces the watering bag. As the water falls, it is like the spirit of Abbas is also falling. What does Abbas do now? What does Abbas do now? Mawla said to bring water. The children are waiting for water. There is no way for Abbas to even go back and get water. It is that now the enemies gain courage and they begin to surround Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. It is at this point we are told that one man comes with an iron mallet, an iron hammer, and strikes Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas on his head. Wa wayla, wa Abbasa. This man would never have been able to do that if Abbas had his head. Abbas falls from the horse. When Abbas falls from the horse, he calls out, Alayka minni salam. Alayka minni salam, ya Aba Abdullah. Abbas does not call for Imam to come. Again, look at the akhlaq of Abbas, huh? Abbas doesn't say, Mawla, come. Abbas says, Salam to you, Mawla. You have done enough today. Don't worry now.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.